this St. Boniface study says that two-thirds of the patients who required medical care at a hospital, usually with intense care, were women, healthy women. Are you alarmed at all at that stat?
Well, I think what we have to be very careful about is trying to use a study as a means of applying it to a general population. What the study shows, and the headline is misleading, what the study shows is that 168 people who were admitted to hospital, already we now, when you have someone admitted to hospital, you have a selection bias, meaning that you're looking at a specific group of people who have flu serious enough to be admitted to hospital. It does not indicate what proportion of those people out of the whole population were sick like that. So you don't know what the attack rate is. It simply implies that people who were in hospital, sick enough to be admitted, needed to go to the ICU, and as a result of those ICU admissions, they were at greater risk of dying because of having that severe illness. That's all that this study says. So when you looked at the numbers and the proportion of women, we do know that women who were pregnant in the past with the flu were at much greater risk of succumbing to the flu or having much more severe disease. But you're dealing with 168 people. It is not enough to say that women in general are at greater risk. You can only say that out of that 168, a greater proportion of them out of that 168 were women. But as the Journal of the American Medical Association says, that when looking at this particular study, it is not a true snapshot of the prevalence of the swine flu because you can't determine what the incidence was at the time, meaning that the number of people that per capita that were developing this. So although it is something to be concerned about in terms of looking at what happens to people when they are admitted, we cannot apply that in general to the general population. So the idea that all women out in our population are at high risk of severe swine flu, as indicated by the headline, is not a true reflection of what this study means.
And I'm wondering whether it might be one of those cases where the woman who is the caregiver in the home has symptoms, knows she's sick, but delays her going and getting treatment because she figures she has to be home.
That's an excellent point, Steve, is that we don't know what the underlying conditions were that led to the admissions to hospital. In the study itself, they simply indicated that they were already sick, that they had waited about 4 days before coming to hospital. And what we do know from treating the flu, that is with antiviral medications, is that if you do treat it within the first few days of contracting the illness, the earlier the better. There is a limit. After a couple of days, your antiviral medications aren't going to work very well, so you have to sort of deal with it right at the beginning. You have a 7 times greater chance of surviving as a result of taking that. Now, again, survival rates and the death rates from the flu are very low, and that's the other thing for our listeners to keep in mind, is that death rates from this particular flu are low. They are right now, the data that we have does not indicate that it is any more than the seasonal flu. What is surprising from this study is that for that group of people that was in the hospital, 68% were women, and that there was a greater death rate because of it. But that's all you can say. So we have to be very careful. And I think media such as CTV and other places that are broadcasting this have to be very clear with the public about the population that they are talking about and not applying it to the general population.
Okay. Dr. Barry Dworkin, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.